Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
I was only 4 when my mother told me how I was given my name, Natalie. It wasn't a sweet story. It was a dark one. She told me one morning when the two of us were in the basement of our house. "You were named for my Uncle Nathan," she said. "He was made to dig his own grave. He and his wife and children stood at the edge. Then they were shot into the grave, in the woods, covered with dirt. That's why we named you Natalie, for Uncle Nathan." "But where were the police?" I asked. "They were the police," she replied. "I don't understand, Mommy," I whimpered. "I was born in 1947. The news about what had happened to my family arrived from the Red Cross after I was born. My mother was still processing the horror. She repeated the story from time to time, always, I recall, when we were in the basement or another dark place. I always asked the same question and got the same answer, that I did not understand. Until one day I did, that this had happened during World War II, that the Nazis had murdered my great uncle and his family. With the advent of the internet, I had access to the Holocaust website Yad Vashem and Ancestry.com. I discovered that my namesake was actually named Nachum, not Nathan, Nachum Dornfeld, from Rozhniativ, Ukraine. In early September 1941, the Jews of Rozhniativ were marched 12 miles to Dolina. There they were shot into a mass grave. Nachum was killed with his two sons, Ezekiel and Avigdor. Today, I think about my namesake lying in that mass grave in Ukraine. He could never have imagined a free, democratic Ukraine with a Jewish president, Zelensky, a beloved hero. I desperately want Nachum and his family to rest in peace, not an earth that is being soaked again with innocent blood. And the people living in Ukraine today should be able to live in peace. Ukraine must not fold. I wish this with all my heart. With a perspective, I'm Natalie Krause-Bevis.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.